and welcome to Art House Garage, the snob-free film podcast, where we make art house, indie, classic, and foreign cinema accessible to the masses. I am your host, Andrew Sweatman, and today I am live on Instagram to talk about an exciting event coming up very soon from the Arkansas Cinema Society. In addition to talking about movies, old and new, I love to use the podcast to let people know about exciting local film events like this one. So Arkansas listeners, this is especially for you. I'm about to be joined by Rachel Norris Wilson from the Arkansas Cinema Society, and she's going to tell us all about it. So let me get her on the line, actually. Hello.
There we go. Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Good deal. So I am joined by Rachel Norris Wilson from the Arkansas Cinema Society, the Director of Education for ACS. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited about this event that's coming up.
Me too.
How are you today, first of all?
We're good. Pumped.
Good deal. So I guess let's get into it. So tell us about this event, the Film Development Conference, coming up in just a week or so. It's Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th. So what is the Film Development Conference and who is it for?
Yeah, so we've gotten a lot of feedback from local filmmakers wanting to know more about the pre-production process. Specifically, like, I've written the script, now what? So the goal of this conference is to really help people understand kind of the next steps in getting their film made. They'll get an opportunity to speak to producer Sarah Green, who's done incredible films throughout her history as a filmmaker, and also talk to Greg Quidar and Clint Bentley about their kind of new way of handling funding for an indie film. And then we also have lawyer Matthew Rogers, who's an entertainment lawyer in New York, coming down to answer questions about contracts, which we've had people ask questions about. And then to me, one of the most exciting parts is towards the end of the event, people who have a pass to the whole thing are going to be able to join us for breakout sessions. So they'll get to be in kind of a smaller room with specific filmmakers to ask specific questions about issues that they are facing in getting their movie made and ways to kind of solve those problems. And it's just like a kind of like a, you know, a one-on-one with either Sarah or Greg or Clint. We also have Mario Troncoso joining us and Spade Robinson joining us, who are both filmmakers up in Northwest Arkansas. So we're really excited to have them too. I think it'll just be a really great space for filmmakers to get their questions answered about the pre-production process.
Yeah, that's so cool. I noticed that it seemed everything was the kind of pre-production focus. So that's really, that's so cool to have such a niche, like, I think it's such an incredible resource for filmmakers, just looking through the different events. So let's talk about the screenings too. So if you're not a filmmaker like myself, but you just love movies and you love hearing behind the scenes stuff, there's a couple of film screenings too. What are the films that are going to be showing?
Yeah, so we're screening Jockey, which was created by Greg Quidar and Clint Bentley, who will be joining us for the Q&A with Jeff that evening. So that's Friday night. And what's really cool about that event is we're partnering up with the Thaden School, who's actually doing a student showcase of their student films right beforehand. Wanted to come early and see student films and then stay for the Jockey screening, that's kind of a cool extra opportunity for them. And then Saturday, we're Jeff Nichols' film Loving, and then Sarah and Jeff will be together for the Q&A afterwards at that event.
That is so cool. Well, Jockey is one that I've heard so many good things about. I mean, we can talk about Loving too, but Jockey is one I've been excited about. It stars Clifton Collins Jr., who, if you don't know that name, you've seen him in a million things, and I've heard he's just incredible in this. So it's one that I've been anxious to see, and I always love when you can be there with Q&A and stuff too.
For sure.
And then Loving, of course, Jeff Nichols, such an important part of Arkansas cinema right now. It's so cool to see his films with him in the room. It's always just a great thing.
Yeah. And so produced that film too. So it'll be interesting to hear the two about how they got that film made, which will be interesting to hear.
Yeah. It's a really interesting film too, with the subject matter and the Arkansas story and all of that too. So that's just a really cool Arkansas connection. Well, looking at the other events, so you mentioned the entertainment law, the pre-production essentials. So how can people get involved? Do we want to talk about specifics about any more of those, or is there anything that you're most excited about?
Yeah. So there are a couple of ways that you could join us, right? So there's like a full weekend pass, which includes the screenings and the workshops on Saturday. There's a just workshop pass. There's a la carte, so you could come to kind of, you could pick and choose what you wanted to go to. And to me, one of the most amazing things that we're able to offer this year is we're offering up to a $2,500 grant for anyone who has a ticket. So we're going to be announcing all the details on the day of the conference, but the goal of that is for any filmmaker who's come to the event can essentially be like, hey, I showed up and here's some information about this, you know, what I need help with pre-production cost, and they could get that grant for that, which is just such an incredible opportunity for filmmakers who are kind of just starting out and need that extra boost in the pre-production phase of getting their film off the ground. And that has been sponsored by Tom Gordon, which is really exciting. And then we also have happy hours that are happening during the event. Ash is sponsoring a happy hour at Bentonville Brewing Company on Friday. And then we're also having a happy hour on Saturday at Ramo, which is really awesome. And all of this, of course, we wouldn't have been able to do it without John R. Tyson and Olivia Tyson, who are sponsoring the entire film development conference. So it's really exciting that they're getting involved with ACS. We're so happy that we're able to kind of do this for filmmakers who've been asking specifically for these types of events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's so cool. I can't imagine, you know, the amount of value that this provides for young filmmakers and just like the networking too. It's like, I was going to ask about the happy hours, but you already talked about it, but just having...
Well, good.
It seems, yeah. Go ahead. I was going to say so much of, you know, the stories I hear about, I got my film made because I happen to know these people and I met them at whatever event. And so just providing spaces for that, I think is so, so valuable for filmmakers. So I know I have filmmakers who listen to my podcast. I hope they get the word out and are able to make it, because I think this is a huge, huge thing. Yeah. Well, what else do we need to know? How can we find information? Where do we get tickets? All of that.
Yeah. So go to our website. It's a long address, ArkansasCinemaSociety.org, all one word in there. And all the information for tickets are on there, a la carte, passes, whatever it is that you decide to do. And of course, for folks who are on our newsletter, that would be another way for you to be able to get tickets. We always put links into our newsletter as well. And if you're not on our newsletter, you should be, because we always announce kind of new and exciting things going on, as well as, you know, screenings that we're doing around the state.
There's lots of good stuff in those emails. I love when an email pops up from ACS.
Well, good. That's like the best thing to hear.
Bring my ACS t-shirt, by the way, too.
Even better. That's so amazing. I feel like most of my wardrobe is now made up of ACS memorabilia, yeah, which is the best. Yeah. And yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah, so go to our website. Wow. Easiest way to get tickets, for sure.
Awesome. Well, I will share everything out as well on my social media thing, so keep an eye out there. Thank you so much, Rachel, for joining us today. I really appreciate your time and learning more about this event. I'm going to see if I can make it out to some of the screenings. It's a little drive for me, but we'll see what happens. I really hope that some listeners can make it out. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Talk soon.